Good evening, Laker fans. This is your host, Jordan, back with another episode of the Purple and Gold Podcast. 824 Purple and Gold Podcast. Back with another post-game show tonight. The Lakers get a W against the Philadelphia 76ers. A 76ers team that's a little bit shorthanded tonight. A team that is really weirdly struggling on the road this season. You don't expect a team like this with high expectations to really struggle on the road. But you look at a team like the Sixers, they still have some young pieces on the team. Not a veteran-filled team, per se, that would usually succeed on the road, like the Lakers on the opposite side of the spectrum. But again, you have a Sixers team that has no Joel Embiid, no Ben Simmons. So as we all expected tonight, we expected a dominating win against the Sixers team tonight. A team that it's funny to say that we haven't beat since 2017, and even for LeBron James, teams have not beat since 2017 as well. So it's been about 3 years since anyone on this Lakers squad has tasted victory against the Philadelphia 76ers. And I am pretty bummed out that Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid were unable to play tonight, because it would have been a nice measuring stick against one of the top teams in the Eastern Conference. And I was always looking forward this season, especially to the battle between Joel Embiid and Anthony Davis. Unfortunately, we cannot get that this season. The only possible way we'll be able to see that this season is if it happens to be that the Lakers and the Sixers meet up in the finals. But we all pretty much see and expect the Milwaukee Bucks to make the NBA Finals and hopefully face off against your Los Angeles Lakers. If not, I see the Clippers making the finals. But moving on to this game, again, a struggling Sixers team, a team that the Lakers should have easily blown out tonight. I really had no trouble, but the way Brett Brown, the coach of the Sixers, had them playing was they were just shooting the ball, like just shooting tons of threes, playing with house money. Again, a team that really was not expected to win or even battle with the Lakers tonight. Just shooting a ton of threes, and they ended up shooting 40, and they only made 16. Compare that to the Lakers shooting 33 and then making 13. So Sixers shoot a decent percentage from 3-point. They shot 40%, and it was a good thing that they didn't make more than that, because that was pretty much their only shot to win. And when you have a team that plays like that, there's really no point in the game where they're really out of it, because a young team like that, they can just get hot from three. They can make a unexpected run or, you know, something like that, that will allow them to get back into the game. And you kind of saw that when the Lakers, every time they built like a 20-point lead, 18-point lead, you would see the Sixers start bombing threes away, and they would end up chipping down the lead. I think the closest they got after the Lakers just blew the game open in the second quarter was, I think, 9. But they didn't really get any closer than that. So, I mean, when you look at the first quarter, the Lakers, they were down as big as 11 points to the Sixers team. And honestly, it was a really frustrating start to the game. The Lakers just didn't come out with the necessary energy that they needed. Anthony Davis, during his post-game interview, he said that they did not follow their defensive game plan. But, of course, as frustrating as that first quarter was, one of the most frustrating quarters actually watching this whole season, the second quarter became actually one of the most entertaining quarters that I have witnessed this season. It was nothing but the Lakers just turning it all the way up on defense. They just said, F it. We're not going to let the Sixers team shoot threes and, you know, just dog us tonight in the Staples Center. But Anthony Davis turned up his defense. The whole team did, especially. But especially Anthony Davis, he turned up his defense and offense. and he just took off from that point. I believe he scored around 18 of his 26 first half points in the second quarter. So AD just went bonkers, and you see why he should widely be recognized as a top five player in the world. AD just, again, 26 points in the first half. I believe that's like the fourth or fifth time he's done that this season. Even though he did start slow in that first quarter, it was just like a light switch. I know he's been battling some injuries. He was on the injury report today with a sore knee. But thankfully he played tonight, and he shut up his critics tonight for sure. He really silenced his critics tonight by just being absolutely dominant. A top five performance for Anthony Davis tonight, scoring a total, what was his stat line? 37 points, was 13 rebounds, 4 steals, 2 blocks, only 2 turnovers. He was a plus 30 in the plus minus department. So that's something that you love to see, especially from a player like Anthony Davis, who some people may give him their reputation of not being an impact player, just posting empty stats. But tonight he showed why he's a top 5 player in the world, just grabbing rebounds, being the absolute monster that he is on the defensive end, in my front runner for the defensive player of the year. And just offensively, I mean, he was pulling out guard moves tonight. He was euro stepping behind the back, dribbling behind the back, getting fouled on fadeaway shots, getting in great post position against Al Horford, one of the better centers in this league. So it was just an all-out arsenal, all-out show of AD's arsenal, complete arsenal on both ends of the floor, a top player in both offense and defense, and it was just amazing to see. So again, it was top five overall performance for Anthony Davis's season, after a really, really frustrating start to the game. And the Lakers as a whole, they ended the half on a 34-10 run. So after they were down by 11, as much by 11, the Lakers turned it all the way around, and they ended the half on a 34-10 run. And just the way that half ended, it was just so disrespectful to the Sixers. I mean, especially how the last play, well, let me go back a few plays. Avery Bradley just ripped the ball away from Al Horford, I believe. Just straight punked him. Gave it to AD. He dunked it. AD, I believe, pump faked it. Dunked it easily with some force. LeBron James, right before the half ended, I forgot who was dribbling on him, but he tried to make a move, and LeBron just swatted it out like he was some child or something like that. But it was just an all-out display that this is the Lakers team that you can most definitely see come playoff time. When the playoffs come around, if we get this Lakers team, if we witness this type of energy on both ends of the floor, especially when the Lakers are playing amazing defense and they're getting these highlight plays in the fast break on offense, this team is unstoppable. I don't care if it's the Milwaukee Bucks, the Clippers, the Rockets, the Lakers. If once they are focused and locked in on defense, I do not see a team that can stop them. I honestly don't. Especially when you have two top five players in the world in LeBron and AD. There's no team out there in the NBA that can stop this Lakers team. And again, if they keep this up and hopefully no injuries hit the Lakers, I mean, I see a championship in this Lakers team's future as soon as this season. Bron isn't getting any younger. AD's entering his prime, believe it or not. But yeah, I do see that this is the year that the Lakers have the best chance to win the championship, honestly. But going back to the game, moving into the third quarter, the Lakers still started out hot in the beginning of the third quarter. I believe like the first basket the Lakers scored was an 83 pointer, and LeBron James. I did not mention before the second half ended, LeBron had one of those disrespectful three-pointers. He shot it literally from 40 feet. He shot a 40-foot three-pointer. And it was just amazing to see the players were joking around, inspecting the spot where LeBron James was shot it from. So That was pretty cool. But yeah, moving on to the third quarter, just AD and Bron just continuing to dominate for this Lakers team. Just I mean, you can see it as well. Whenever those players are taken off the floor, the Lakers really struggle. I mean, tonight, when Rondo and Kuzma were put in, they did have decent games, but I mean, overall, they weren't too impactful. I mean, Kuzma was a plus 18 off the bench, but you look at players like Markieff Morris, it was a minus 16. He didn't really provide much. Again, I'm not going to get on him because he's still finding his footing in the Lakers offense and positioning on the defensive end. But Morris, not going to worry about him. He's going to be a valuable piece come playoff time. But Rondo, shooting only 3 of 8. He did make 2 three-pointers out of 5 of them that he took, 3 assists, but was a minus 2. Again, being a minus against the shorthanded Sixers team like this that we saw tonight, there should be no excuse. This Sixers team is banged up and are without Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid. So the Lakers had no business being in a game with the 76ers, even though they were shooting a ton of threes and making a lot of them, especially in that first quarter. I mean, that's why it was so frustrating in the beginning, because the Lakers were favored by 12 points. The Lakers were favored by 12 points, ended up winning by 13. So I expected a 20-plus win blowout, but I'm happy with the win regardless, just because there were stretches during the game where you really saw the dominant Lakers come out. But even though they were dominant at some times, you can still see that the Lakers still struggle to keep their foot on the gas pedal while they were playing the Sixers team. They were up, again, they were up by 20, 21, 18. And then the Sixers just kept chipping away, Brett Brown kept instilling confidence in his young players, players that were G League players last season. But that's an ongoing, consistent problem, actually, this whole season. The Lakers have been struggling to keep large leads that will allow AD and LeBron to sit the whole fourth quarter, like you see with the Giannis and Antetokounmpo with the Milwaukee Bucks. That's something that the Lakers really need to start doing. They need to focus in the first three quarters so you can get that load managing in the fourth quarter of games, especially with the lowly teams like the 76ers without Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons. But now you have a tough stretch of games coming up, with the Lakers facing the Bucks this Friday, and then you have the Lakers facing the Clippers on Sunday, and then Brooklyn is no pushover. You can see they were down a ton tonight against the Boston Celtics and came back all the way to win with Caris LeVert scoring 51 points, just going bonkers on the Celtics. So they're no pushover. And then we have Houston, Denver. We have Utah twice, first at Utah, then at home. So this is a very, very tough stretch of games. And it will be cool to see, you know, LeBron and AD resting in their fourth quarter in one of those games, but it's highly unlikely due to the degree of difficulty facing against these top teams in both the Eastern Conference and Western Conference. Looking forward to this game this Friday against the Milwaukee Bucks, a potential finals preview. So I'm really looking forward to that one. But yeah, going back to this game against the 76ers, again, good win. Great win, I would say, because of how dominant they were in stretches. Again, the Lakers beat the Sixers 120-107. They improved their record to 47-13. The most wins the Lakers have had since the 2011 season. So it's been a while. The Lakers are very close to clinching a playoff spot. A Lakers team that hasn't been to the playoffs in about six or seven years, since the 2012-2013 season. So it's been a minute since we've tasted any playoff experience, any playoff success. The last time the Lakers made the playoffs, we were swept in the first round by the San Antonio Spurs. That's the year when Kobe tore his Achilles and Dwight Howard left after that playoff series during the summer. So hopefully things will be different this time around. The Lakers are the number one seed this time around, as opposed to being the seventh seed the last time we made the playoffs. So for sure we're looking at a first round win going to the second round, into the Western Conference Finals, and hopefully to the NBA Finals. But that's been it for tonight's post game show. Again, the Lakers win against the Sixers, improve the record to 47-13. Next up, again, like I mentioned, we have a potential finals preview against the Milwaukee Bucks. We have LeBron James and Giannis Antetokounmpo, two top MVP candidates, but also we have Anthony Davis going up against Giannis as well, and we're going to see these two battle for many years to come. I expect that to be a great rivalry in the NBA for the probably the next 10 years or so. But yeah, that's been it. This has been your host, Jordan, back with another episode of the 824 Purple and Gold podcast, and I will catch you guys on the next one this upcoming Friday. Peace.